This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 11th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The STS-122 crew entered the International Space Station for the first time Saturday afternoon, kicking off what will now be a 10-day visit. The shuttle Atlantis and its crew are delivering the European Space Agency's Columbus Laboratory and a new crew member. Plans to install Columbus to the station on Sunday, however, were delayed due to a reported illness, unofficially thought to be ESA astronaut Hans Schlegel. Astronaut Stan Love will take his place for Monday's spacewalk, and NASA says the delay will have no impact to the overall mission objectives. Prior to Saturday's docking, the orbiter executed a backflip so that cameras on the station could detect any potential damage to the underside of the orbiter's heat shield. Reuters reports a small tear was found in a thermal blanket. Engineers will decide whether repairs are needed. A 33-year-old woman is in custody, charged with attempting to hijack a New Zealand commuter flight early Friday and stabbing the aircraft's two pilots. Australia's Herald Sun newspaper reports Somali refugee Asha Ali Abdili also faces three counts of assault. The incident happened on board an Air National Jetstream 32 regional turboprop flying from Blenheim to Christchurch. The woman apparently attacked the pilots near the end of the short flight and demanded to be flown to Australia. Prosecutors say Abdili stabbed both pilots with a knife and claimed to also have a bomb. The pilots were able to land the small plane safely in Christchurch, despite their injuries and the woman's repeated attempts to grapple with the controls. One of the pilots had to have surgery for severe lacerations to his hand, while his co-pilot was treated and released from a local hospital for injuries to his foot. Two of the eight passengers on board also received injuries. Abdili reportedly has a history of past conflict with authorities, dating back to her arrival in New Zealand in 1994 as a 19-year-old refugee. New Zealand only screens passengers and carry-on bags on domestic flights with over 90 passengers. That policy will reportedly get a review after Friday's incident. A cracked turbine blade in a Pratt & Whitney F-135 turbofan has renewed a debate over whether it should remain the only engine choice for the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports the crack was discovered last Monday following ground tests. The engine is slated for installation in the first short takeoff vertical landing F-35B within the next month. A fix has been underway since related problems were detected last year. Lockheed Martin says the program's overall timetable won't be affected since the short takeoff vertical landing capabilities won't be tested until after conventional flight regimens have been tested. Investigators have visited the scene of a plane crash in western Oregon that claimed the lives of three men Friday morning. The FAA says the home-built four-place Lancair ES took off from Salem, Oregon at 9:55 a.m. Pacific Time on an IFR flight plan to Klamath Falls. Air traffic controllers saw the plane disappear from radar about 20 minutes later at 13,000 feet. Witnesses said they saw the aircraft in a spin out of control as it fell toward a field near Albany, Oregon. Linn County Sheriff Tim Mueller told the Associated Press, quote, "There's no indication that it tried to land or skidded. It looks like it just hit where it hit," unquote. Late Friday, the sheriff's office identified the victims as 49-year-old Jay Lamb, 36-year-old Stephen Teeny, and 32-year-old Riley Bunn. Lamb was the plane's owner. Relatives told local media he was flying the men to Utah for a bow hunting trip. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Boeing may step up 737 production. Airbus raises its forecast for airliner demand. And a U.S. Army warrant officer is charged with looting Egyptian artifacts. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about why training just to pass your FAA practical test is like setting a goal to graduate high school with a D average. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.